We're talking today with Tyler Norvell of the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Underway today, the gates are opening up. The first set of female hogs, the gilts, are coming in, and we'll start showing on Friday, Tyler. The logistics are a little more challenging this year at State Fair Park than they have because of the new building going up.
That's right. This year, parking will be a little difficult. The exhibit hall that used to be directly east of the State Fair Arena is gone. It's a leveled construction zone, so it's blocked off. So folks can either park south of all the barns, or they can park further east of that construction area where the old grandstands used to be. That is one problem this year, but we'll be able to get through it. Other than that, the unloading and loading and staging area will be exactly the same as it has been the last 2 years, and that's really been a great success for us.
Of course, one of the great things is most of the building activities within the barns is pretty well close to being done.
Yeah, the barns where we keep livestock, anything that deals with OYE, the barns, that reconstruction is done. We're finished with it. In terms of that, for the animals, which is most important, it's great, no problem. The only issue may be parking.
You know, let's talk a little bit about as these animals come in. We start with the breeding stock first, and that's what we start showing on Friday.
That's right. Friday we show purebred gilts. Saturday we show commercial gilts, and then Sunday and Monday we start showing our heifers, and then on Tuesday all the market shows start. So,
and you know, the show continues to grow. The number of entries is just astounding.
Yeah, it continues to grow every year, and it just overwhelms me that we continue to grow. This year we have 16,375 entries. I got asked the other day by a livestock magazine if we could, you know, if we wanted to grow in the future. And I said, I don't know if we can grow anymore. I don't know where we would put the livestock. And that's a great problem to have. We don't intend to limit entries, but if it continues to grow, I don't know what we're going to do.
And, you know, when you think about the value of this particular show to these various species, but back to the programs of 4-H and FFA in the state, it's just enormous.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable what it does for the kids and the amount of people that are involved in it. And, you know, as we talk about a lot, there's a lot of non-traditional students involved. Their parents don't farm and ranch. Their parents may not own any livestock, any agriculture commodities, but they want their kids involved because of the work ethic and things they develop and the economic impact the show industry as itself has on the state now. I don't know if you could put together a comprehensive study of what it is, but it's enormous. It's an industry within itself.
I would think a show as strong as this one, along with Tulsa in the fall, gives all these district shows and local shows a lot stronger structure.
No doubt. In the words of Ronald Reagan, there's definitely a trickle-down effect. The stronger OYE is, the stronger the district shows are, the stronger the county shows are. And you can just look around the state and see how big they are. The Northwest District show in Woodward, the Southwest District show in Chickasha, both of them called me and said, we have record entries. It's blowing us away. We don't know where we're going to put them. And it's because OYE's up. So if we're good here, it helps everybody and it trickles down.
All righty. And so the show underway now, running through the 20th. We've got the premium sale of top animals on Friday the 20th, grand drive the night before.
That's right. Grand drive is Thursday night, March 19th, free and open to the public. Hope everybody will come out and enjoy that. We're also asking that if you've ever exhibited a grand champion animal at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, that we're going to have some special seating and recognition for you and your family that evening. So we want you to come back and sit in a special area and recognize you. And then on the March 20th, we have the sale of champions that evening and plan on breaking a record well over $1 million in premiums handed out that night.